Josh Klingler joins us with sports. And what's on the plate today?
It's probably a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
After
that marathon you've been pulling down the hall, can understand it.
Not me. I mean, Andy's plate has a cheeseburger on it because he did what everybody else did after they won the AFC Championship. He had a cheeseburger and went to bed.
Good plan.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a normal week for Andy, is kind of what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went back. Then he went back to work.
You don't go to Disney World after winning that.
That's
one. You
true.
Have to win one more before that.
That's true. And then he started watching tape on San Francisco. I mean, you want this guy. You want this guy for a couple weeks, right?
Yep.
You hope he enjoys things later. But this is the mode that they're in, getting ready for, of course, Super Bowl 54, February 2nd in Miami against San Francisco. Chiefs slight favorites over the Niners, at least to start things out. Chiefs making their third Super Bowl appearance. San Francisco, their seventh, and they're 5-1 in the big game as well. Andy Reid says there are no new injuries coming out of Sunday. Team will be back on the practice field Wednesday through Friday, then depart Sunday for Miami. Other NFL news, Tennessee defensive coordinator Dean Pease is retiring for a second time at the age of 70. Houston defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel will not return, the former Chiefs head coach. He's believed to be replaced by defensive line coach Anthony Weaver. Hoops tonight, the Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence as third-ranked Kansas hosts Kansas State. 6 o'clock tonight on 610 Sports Radio. Missouri and SEC play tonight at home against Texas A&M. 8 o'clock start on Talk 980. KNBC Sports at 25 best every hour in the morning news and all day on 610 Sports Radio. I'm Josh Klingler.